the week's cases for the week ending April 25th, 2025, by Al Monastir, L.A. County Public Defender's Office. Challenged juror upheld where counsel's questioning was only cursory. One factor that weighs in favor of a finding that the DA has improperly used a peremptory challenge against a juror is when the DA asked the juror only cursory questions, CEG Lomax 49 Cal 4th 530-573, Miller L. versus Dretke 545 U.S. 231, 244-245. This rule comes from the Batson 476 U.S. 79 and Wheeler 22 Cal 3rd 258 line of cases. It's codified in Code of Civil Procedure Section 231.7, which specifically lists as factors in evaluating the use of peremptory challenges, quote, the number and types of questions posed to the respective juror, including but not limited to consideration of whether the party exercising the peremptory challenge failed to question the prospective juror about the concerns later stated by the party as the reasons for the peremptory challenge, unquote, and, quote, whether the party exercising the peremptory challenge engaged in cursory questioning of the challenged potential juror, close quote. CCP 231.7D3C1I and 1 and 2. Here, the trial judge granted the prosecutor's objection to defense counsel using a peremptory challenge against a juror who was a, quote, white banker, close quote. Defense counsel explained that he was concerned about the juror's views of gangs, even though he had not asked the juror questions about gangs. The Court of Appeals says that the failure to voir dire the juror about gangs justified the judge's rejection of the peremptory challenge. So once again, a rule that was designed to assist us in challenging prosecutorial exclusion of jurors of color is now used against us. The juror was a banker. I think there might have been some non-racial reasons to be concerned about his view of gangs. Field versus Hinojos, B325167, 4825 CA 2nd Division 1. 7. Refusal to exercise discretion to resentence is not appealable. Effective 1124 AB 600 amended Penal Code Section 1172.1 to allow a trial court on its own motion to recall a sentence and resentence a defendant when, quote, applicable sentencing laws at the time of the original sentencing are subsequently changed by new statutory authority or case law, close quote. Penal Code Section 1172.1A1. The statute says that the defendant has no right to petition under this section. In Hodge, 107 Cal. 5th, 985, the Court of Appeal ruled that since there is no right to petition, the defendant can't appeal the denial of petition since there's no appealable order. In Chapman, 108 Cal. 5th, 650, the trial judge denied the defense petition, claiming he had no jurisdiction. Chapman said that, quote, the filing of an unauthorized petition for relief pursuant to Section 1172.1 does not deprive the court of the jurisdiction to resentence a defendant otherwise afforded to it by this section, close quote, and then held that it is an appealable order. The Court of Appeal in Faustinos, 109 Cal. 5th, 687, agreed with Hodge that denial of the petition isn't appealable, but also agreed that the trial court was wrong in Chapman. That Court of Appeal said that the remedy is a habeas petition. This Court of Appeal doesn't discuss Chapman or Faustinos, agrees that the trial court has jurisdiction, but agrees with Hodge that a denial is not appealable. The remedy of a habeas petition is not discussed. Getting clearer? Peel versus Roy, C100925. 42325 CA 3rd. DMV hearing officer can introduce evidence and adjudicate in APS hearings. In 2022, the Court of Appeal ruled that, quote, ruled that the DMV's policy of assigning a single employee to act as both the DMV's advocate and the adjudicator in an APS, administrative per se, hearing violated due process, quote, close quote, both federally and under the Cal Constitution. California DUI Lawyers Association versus DMV, 77 Cal. 5th, 517. In 2024, the Court of Appeal, quote, indicated the relevant issue to be determined in assessing a due process claim in this context is not the title applied to the DMV employee. It is the function actually performed by that employee during the APS hearing, close quote. Knudsen, 101 Cal. 5th, 186. In this case, the Court of Appeal assures us that all the hearing officer did was introduce documents that the police sent to the DMV. The hearing officer wasn't acting as an advocate, quote, accordingly, we conclude that whereas here a hearing officer merely introduces the documents that law enforcement duly forwarded to the DMV, which are routinely admitted into evidence at APS hearings, the officer is merely collecting and developing evidence, not advocating for the DMV, close quote. I guess we're just going to trust that there's no problem when the prosecutor and the judge are the same person. Romaine versus DMV, D083569, 42325, CA 4th Division 1. SB 1437, okay to deny relief where the record shows no ground for relief. SB 1437, codified in Penal Code Section 1170.95, now renumbered 1172.6, allows a defendant to challenge a prior murder conviction when the defendant wasn't the actual killer, didn't aid in the killing, and wasn't a major participant in the underlying felony who acted with, quote, reckless indifference to human life, close quote. Back in March, the Cal Supreme said, quote, we hold that a petitioner who offers only conclusory allegations of entitlement to relief under Section 1170.6 in response to a record of conviction that demonstrates the petitioner's conviction was under a still valid theory has not thereby made a prima facie showing, close quote. Patent 17 Cal 5th 549. The record of conviction here includes the defendant's plea where he admits that he was the actual shooter. On this record, he loses. However, the Court of Appeal sends the case back to the trial court to give the defense an opportunity to present additional facts that might suggest that he does have the right to relief. Peel versus Glass, D084-008, 42225 CA 4th Division 1.